This show contains quite a lot of swearing, so if you're offended by that kind of thing or have young children around, you have been warned.
Oh, melon and ham, what a classic.
That's way too salty.
Sorry, those two things do not belong together.
It's What a Combo with me, Fern Brady. Hello, I'm Fern Brady and this is What a Combo, the show about mad food combinations. If you've ever come home drunk from a night out and had a bowl of cornflakes with ketchup on it, then this is the show for you. Oh, also, if you're listening to the show, did you know that you can watch us over on YouTube? Just head over to Twisted's page and you'll find us there. I mean, you could be watching us already, in which case, hello. So today's guest, if you combine an undying love for country music, a strong disdain for pretentious dining, and a wit sharper than a broken guitar string, all blended together with a wardrobe to die for, a stage presence that blows your socks off, and equal parts Irish cream and Irish charm, it's Seema!
I'm so excited.
I really loved that introduction, specifically where you talked about my wardrobe.
So this is the most excited I've ever been about any interview because, like I was saying before we started, probably the one of the number one. Well, I'm definitely in the top five CMAP fans in the UK. I just listened to one of your new singles like too many times.
Which one?
I know all the words and I know all the tune.
Yeah.
Probably I could play it on guitar now. Yeah. stay for something.
Yeah.
I listened to it four times on the way to my gig and four times on the way back. I also had all of your last album as my pre-show music. So I forced all my audiences to get into Seema.
Yes, I know this because every single time you would have a gig. Every single time you had a gig, I would have loads of girly pops message me to be like, did you know that Fern Brady plays your entire album as your pre-show playlist? Like every single time I'd get so many messages from people in the crowd that generally were like Irish and were aware of me beforehand, just being like, did you know that she uses your entire album? And I was like, yes, I do. Because yeah. Every time I get lots of messages. I love it.
As long as you didn't think that at 8:30 every night I was alone in the house listening to your music, it was my pre-show.
I think that's fine as well. That's a nice intimate way of taking it in, but it's all good.
Right, let's do your snack and combo. What have you brought me today?
Well, I was supposed to bring you an almond. Although these aren't almonds. What are they? Why are they skinless
they
and
smell
weird?
Like bums or something.
These are weird. What are... I don't understand. What are these?
Smell them. They're really stinky. They're smoked almonds.
What's going on? Those smoked almonds. Okay.
With Diet Coke.
And it's weird because they're skinless. They look like... It's like when you see a testicle in the wild or something. Like, it's wrong.
When would you see a testicle in the wild?
Festival season. 2023. In the Netherlands, men that go to festivals, they just go around naked a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Bit weird. Not into it.
I'd say they have good bodies in the Netherlands. I wouldn't want to see it at a UK festival.
You could have the best body in the world. I still don't want to see your testicles. Do you know what I mean?
No, male genitals look too much like bits of meat. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen coddle?
What is it? Is that an Irish food?
It's an Irish stew with like boiled sausages instead of like, they're basically like normal sausages, but they're boiled in water instead of like fried. So they just look like men's genitals.
We have it in Scotland. Water. It's called stovies. Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's delicious. It's one of my amazing. Favorite things, but people get scared of it. Okay, I'm getting into these now, you know. It's okay. But generally speaking, the combination that I would have brought would have been a roasted salted almond with the skin on.
Yeah.
And Diet Coke. The two together for me are just absolutely fantastic. Now, where I got this from is I tend to hyperfixate on things for a period of about 3 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'll find out about something or someone and I'll have to learn every single thing about them from the entire history of their life, right? This is a Joan Didion thing. I got really into Joan Didion this year. I'm reading all of her books in chronological order. And I read an account of hers where she says, or someone else wrote about her, that she would wake up every single morning at 10 a.m. with her Celine big, thick-rimmed, dark sunglasses already on her. She'd kind of saunter downstairs in this little decrepit way and she would drink like two cans of Diet Coke and salted almonds together, and that would be her breakfast every single day. She was definitely like a little bit neurodivergent, which I love. She's one of the neurodivergent girls, and she'd have the exact same thing every single day.
That's classic.
And it was salted almonds and Diet Coke. So I was like, oh, let me try it out. I became obsessed. But the difference is, right, she was quite a picky eater. Yeah. The difference between me and her is I think she would eat maybe like a handful.
Yeah.
And I would eat the whole fucking bag. The whole thing. And they're actually extremely calorie dense, which is good because you can actually, if you eat a full bag of it, you can eat it for breakfast and you're good to go for quite a while. You're quite full and you're quite good to go for a while.
I prefer the sugary ones that you get at Christmas markets. They're covered in sugar and cinnamon. I'm really excited about your album coming out, and I've been listening to that on a loop. But also, loads of your lyrics reference food. Mm-hmm. And you've boasted before that you can eat anything, and you're very proud that you can eat anything at all.
Mm-hmm. I have like the famine gene.
I actually have that as well.
Do you think you have
that? Yeah, I'm 98% Irish, according to my DNA test.
Mm.
And I've got the thing that makes you more likely to put on fat. I've got that gene. And one that helps me put on muscle. And I've got an Irish boyfriend, and he says it's because I would have been a good sturdy woman on the farm.
I mean, I don't need to do a test to figure out if I have the gene to put on weight, because I know that I do. But I'm very happy to do so.
But it's
in memory of my ancestors, do you know what I mean?
Well, think of your ancestors now before you turn this down.
Fuck that shit. I agree. I think they're gross.
These are licorice all sorts. The thing is with me is, even when I know that I don't like something, if there was nothing around left to eat, I'd go, oh, I'll have the pink one though. And then I try and eat around like the disgusting poo that is the licorice in the middle. This is how it always gets you. So you can actually eat this sort of fondant bit, and then that bleeds through and it just tastes vile.
Yeah. Licorice is the worst substance on maybe the planet. I don't understand when people agreed that this was like a suitable. I'm going to have a whiff now because I probably haven't smelled one in a while. That's gross. It smells like petrol to me. It smells like, and you know, there's people who don't like floral tasting things. I'm into a little lavender
Turkish
cocktail.
Delight and
I'm
all
into,
that.
Yeah, I'm fine with any of that. I can't think of another substance on the planet that I wouldn't put inside my mouth, respectfully. But like licorice is rotten.
But you know there's holes.
And my granddad loves it. Like, and I'm like, Dick, what are you on? Like, it's crazy.
Is his name, Richard?
His name is Dick.
Right.
You're
granddad Dick.
No. He doesn't go by Richard. He's never gone by Richard. He's always been Dick.
And you call him that?
Yeah, Dick Flanagan.
That's so cool.
I call him granddad, but then I will refer to him as Dick Lanigan. Full title.
Do you know there's loads of Scandinavian countries, they all love licorice and all their sweets are I say licorice instead of licorice, and all their sweets are infected with pieces of it, like their chocolate has it inside. It's horrible.
I do know this because I used to live in Denmark. And
what?
I used to live in Denmark
for
like 6 months.
I'm so jealous.
I didn't really enjoy my time living there because I found them to be a little bit conservative. And specifically, I started going over when I was 15 years old, right? And I was kind of like chubby 15-year-old, wore 10 layers of makeup and like dressed like Paddington Bear going to a rave or something at all times. And people used to stare at me walking down the street because it's the opposite, right? They're like tall, tan, beautiful, blonde.
They don't really wear makeup.
And they wear like oversized black clothing with like interesting silhouettes because they can pull it off because they're way like 7 stone or something.
Yeah.
And I would just kind of be like, hello, like kind of walk along the street. And I just felt like everyone used to stare at me, and I would always be asked about myself. Whenever I was like out in the club or the pub or something, they'd be like, what's going on with you? In a very pointed manner of like, why do you look like this? I found personally. And it's interesting because now Denmark has become like a fashion capital and everyone's wearing like scarves around their head and weird clothes. I'm like, where was this? Where was this in 2014, may I ask? Because it was their time.
They do all wear like navy and striped t-shirts like this. So before we get to your wild combo, we're going to play a quick game of good combo, bad combo. So I'm going to say a combination of things and you're going to tell me if it's a good combo or a bad combo and why. pineapple and pizza.
Yeah, I'm into it.
So is Alison Spittle.
I can do it.
Our mutual friend, the comedian Alison Spittle.
The wonderful comedian Alison Spittle, who I love so much.
I've actually, when I've made pizza for her before, because I have a fancy pizza oven at my house, she's asked me to get her a little tin of pineapple. I know, sorry.
Wood burning? Is it inside, outside?
It's an outdoor one. And I got it sent to me after I mentioned a pizza oven on a programme, and it's so fancy. But then
I love pizza ovens, and I wish I also had a pizza oven like Fern Brady.
Dublin and tourists.
Yeah, it's fine. Someone needs to be there. People that are from Dublin can't afford to live there anymore, so like someone's gotta go.
Jedward and Good Music.
Yes, yes, 100%.
Jack and Rose from Titanic.
Yeah, why not?
Seema and Janet Street Porter.
No.
What happens?
I just don't agree with her on anything she says, ever. And she says loads of things all of the time, constantly. And I'm always just like, I don't agree with any of this. Do you know?
A bad breakup and a good song.
Oh, best combo of all time. There's only one reason that people have horrible breakups, and it's to write amazing songs about them.
Yeah, that's your signature thing to do.
It's my thing.
Miss Piggy and Style Inspiration.
Extremely excellent combination.
Can you explain that? Is she...
She's my style icon, 100%. The thing with Miss Piggy is she's, ironically enough, the first plus size queen to have existed, right? It's like, you know, fat people weren't allowed anywhere near a television set until maybe 5 years ago or something. But previously, there was no one. And it was almost as if in the 70s and 80s, you know, when Miss Piggy would be styled, she was made so sexy and so glamorous and so seductive in an ironic way, as if to say, ha 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 ha, she's a big fat ugly pig or whatever. But actually, she's successful in being glamorous and sexy. Like, I'd have sex with her, personally speaking. Like, I think she's hot.
Next up, it's your wild combo, and I've got some challenges for you to complete. But first, I've got to rate this snacking combo. It's not my favourite, only because these almonds smell like a butt.
They do, but I found them weirdly addictive after all.
Yeah, you've worked your way through
them. I've kind of eaten the whole ball.
I give these smelly bum almonds 0 out of 5.
Yeah.
But your combination and the reasons behind it, I give for that's 5 out of 5. It's amazing.
Excellent.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, nothing. No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
We're back! And it's wild combo time. But first, Seema, you're a great musician.
Mm-hmm.
You're very good at playing the guitar and singing at the same time. But have you ever dabbled in the carrot recorder?
Oh, what? What is this?
This is a recorder that our producer spent all day yesterday drilling into and carving for us to play.
Babe, it doesn't work. Whoever made this, it's not.
Oh, it does work if you do that. It's a bit embarrassing doing it that way.
Oh my. Wow.
Have you ever done one of those asthma tests? If you do it that way,
maybe I have asthma.
Just go as hard as you can and it'll make a noise. Oh, that's horrible.
I'm going to pass out.
My eyes are my eyes are going black.
I feel like I did the American
Dream. We've also got a butternut squash kazoo if you want to have a go on that. This looks like it has a better mouthpiece.
I actually feel high.
So this one I think might work.
Like,
That's lovely. It does just seem like you're singing with a squash pressed against your face.
It does seem like I'm singing with a squash pressed against my face. Maybe. Oh, it's got my lipstick on it now as well.
That's going to be so valuable one day.
I think you're having me on. I think
we should do your wild combo. I think I can guess what it is before I open it. Is it going to be a replica of a Chinese takeaway in Dublin? Am I right? Am I close?
Whoa.
This is your wild combo. You've brought it in for me. Let's lift the lids.
Ah, the shot glass! Yo!
Is this a spice bag?
This is a spice bag! Oh, oh my God! I can't believe you know what a spice bag is.
No, it's weird. I can't remember if I've had one. Seema, can you explain what a spice bag is?
So, a spice bag is, I believe it to be an Irish Chinese delicacy, which is you put chips and also chicken into a bag and you fry it up with loads of spices and things, and there's loads of veggies in it.
This is amazing.
In my opinion, it's one of the finest things that money can buy.
Oh yeah.
Now I do have some criticisms re the spice bag, which is one, it looks far too healthy, which I knew it was going to be. I knew it was going to be too healthy. Like, these chips look like they're fresh potatoes that are fabulous. And it should also look like it's about to give you dysentery. Now, the combination part of it though, Fern, is this, which is golden syrup.
No.
Yeah. You gotta do it. I like to pour, sometimes I like to dip, but I like a spice bag because it's so salty and just has a little bit of sweetness. And then you dip it in a bit of syrup.
No. Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah. And then.
No.
Mm-hmm.
We've had weird things on this show, but how did this end up happening? I think I know the answer. When did you first try this?
I tried this probably when I really got into it. I used to work in a shop called Super Value in Finglas Village.
I love Super Value.
And I used to eat probably three of these a week. There was a Chinese that did Chinese honey sauce. And one day I got the Chinese honey sauce it was BQN in Finglas Village. It's my absolute favorite spice bag in the world. But they have a Chinese honey sauce. And I had it one day and I was like, that's fucking golden syrup. It's just lost golden syrup. And I was like, whoa, it's amazing. So then I just started getting I just wouldn't buy the Chinese honey sauce. I just have a tin of golden syrup in my house and I would use that as my thing.
I don't like sweet things with my dinner, so I'm only going to do this for you.
Okay.
I'm building up to it.
So good though. This
bit's amazing.
Yeah, this bit is really good. Someone did a really good job of this spice bag.
Do it!
This is actually a really, really good spice bag. It's a bit healthy. And like I said, I have my two criticisms, but ultimately it's very good flavouring. We can't do it.
No, I did have a bit of it.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't drink it. Why are you drinking it?
I was meant to drink it.
No. Sorry. You're crazy. No.
I'm not putting it on because it's all going to get mixed up in my mouth anyway, a washing machine.
Dip a chip in is what I would recommend, like that.
Honestly, I really am only doing this because it's you.
Just do it. Just a little bit. Not too much. Just, okay. Yeah, there you go. And now go for it. No.
No, I like it better without the syrup.
Well, that's okay.
I think it's great without the syrup. I think the level of spice is good.
Yeah.
Is it normally this spicy?
Yeah. Sometimes it's a little bit spicier, to be honest.
And you moved over here recently. What do you miss most about Irish food?
I really miss spice bags. This is actually quite emotional for me because I haven't had a spice bag in a very long time and I fucking love them so much.
I don't know why we don't have it here.
Really difficult to find. Really, the Chinese restaurants in the UK are too authentic. There's no...
Yeah.
I need them to be a bit shit in order to really experience true joy.
See, Irish and Scottish Chinese restaurants are the same because all the sauces are They are like this, really, really sugary.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say something about these chips? Ideally, a spice bag should make you shit yourself.
Yeah.
Because you've said...
this is really healthy and lovely, though, so that won't happen.
Yeah, it was made up the stairs by one of the lovely production team. You said to the producer that you've got a lot of stories about shitting yourself. I really empathise with this. I've too many. But you wouldn't say what they were on the phone.
Do you know what's so disturbing and actually terrifying to me? I've just realised that since I said that, I've shit myself again.
Oh, dear.
So in the interim period...
She needs to leave.
Like right now, in the interim period between having that conversation with your producer and now, I've actually shit myself again.
Oh, my God. You should do a song about it. You've not done any songs about it.
I just feel like Leonard Cohen wouldn't write a song about shitting himself. So maybe that's the one... maybe that's where my...
Yeah, but you're... But a lot of what you're doing is what... I don't feel like anyone's done it before. Your songs are very humorous, but also poignant. Imagine at Glastonbury, when you finally get the main stage at Glastonbury, it's not far off, and you sing that, that's going to be the one that brings everyone together.
Mm.
I had a terrible time in Belfast once where I nearly wasn't allowed to board the plane because I was pooing and being sick so much. And I pooed so hard in my hotel. Basically, I nearly flew off the toilet from the force of pooing. And I think it was because I had a really bad sausage roll in Belfast train station. It was a poisoned one from a food stall. And I flew off the toilet and then I spewed at the smell of the poo. And I spewed so hard that my bra, which I'd been trying to get on so I could make my flight, it flew off my body. And then I tried to put deodorant on and the deodorant made me puke. And then the sight of the puke made me poo again. Have you had anything that bad?
Yeah.
Can you tell me?
I'm trying to think. I almost shit myself in front of Jason Donovan, but then I didn't.
Was that on Loose Ends? That was. Because you were on it with my friend the other day.
Yeah.
And he...
Philly Wang Wang.
Philly Wang Wang. He said to me that he was moved to tears at the performance of Where Are Your Kids Tonight?
Yeah.
And it's now awful to know that the whole time you just maybe had a poo coming out your butt.
It was definitely one of my more passionate performances, but... Well, I was so ill that I was really thinking about the song. I was like, wow, I can't believe this is my life. Like, I can't believe I might shit myself in front of fucking Jason Donovan. So basically, the way that show works, that radio show, they bring everyone in and then you all have to sit there watching and listening to each other.
Yeah.
And as I said, I did actually legitimately shit myself the day before that show recorded. So I was like, I'd had a really bad phone call with someone and had a really stressful couple of days, was kind of fighting with a lot of people. And then I went to Colm. He's my keyboard player / housemate /
Is that the bearded guy that's in the videos?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Life partner, keyboard player, housemate, my best friend. Fucking love that guy. But I kind of turned to him and was like, right, I need to go for a hike because I love a bit of a hike. I love hiking at the moment.
Oh, that's so cool.
I love it, right? I just like stomp it out. So I was like, I need to go for a hike. Let's go. So I put my exercise clothes on to because I obviously it was all lamped up because I was stressed and angry and annoyed. And I was like stomping it out. And literally 5 minutes after we left the house, I was just walking. And then this is what happened. My asshole. As in, right? So, I had no control over it. It wasn't... You know, and usually you shit yourself, you get, there's, some precursor.
To the listeners that aren't watching this, C-Matt just made a fist and then quickly opened and closed the fist as a representation of her bum.
That's literally what happened. So, I was just walking along. There was no preamble. There was no stabbing pains. There was nothing like that, right? Mm-hmm. I was just walking and then I just quickly turned to Colm and was like, Colm, I've shit myself. And he was like... Oh, okay. And he was so lovely because we love him. And he luckily was gone for a swim afterwards. Mm-hmm. So he had a towel. So we just wrapped a towel around myself and we just walked back home.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Yeah. So in all the scenarios in which I'd shit myself before, I have to say that's probably one of the better ones and was really, really nice.
I can't believe you told him because I would always keep it really quiet until I need to wait for months until after it's happened before I can tell anyone.
I'd be perfectly honest with you. There was no hiding it.
Right, okay,
It was Armageddon. But I almost, then literally the day after, I was still not well, went in to record Loose Ends, and they do this thing where they're like, yeah, so the structure of the show is everyone gets to talk and, you know, everybody just gets to do their bit and we're all going to sit around and listen and, you know, applaud if anyone says something funny and laugh. Don't be afraid to laugh.
I'm on Loose Ends right now. This is so similar.
Yeah, all this, right? And then they kind of closed the door. And the minute that she closed the door, and you're essentially locked in, you're not actually physically locked in.
Mm.
Shout out BBC for not imprisoning people. But it was 45 minutes before they called me for my bit. So I was just sitting there the whole time. Like, I'm sure Philly Philly Wang Wang was saying something funny. I'm sure Sarah Pascoe was saying something funny. They were not speaking English. I couldn't understand there was not a single word going in because I just was like, don't shit yourself, don't shit yourself, don't shit yourself. Please don't shit yourself for Jason Donovan, who I love, and he had love here. Eventually did my bit, stood up to play the guitar, played it, was like holding on for dear life, was actually genuinely emotional at the fact that I was like, oh my God, I can't believe my life has led me to a position where me singing my stupid fucking songs about my stupid fucking life has put me in a position where I might shit myself in the BBC in front of Jason Donovan. I can't even move back to Dunboyne. I'll have to go somewhere else where no one knows me and live in a cave for the rest of my life. But then the minute I was done, I like legged it out the door. And Phil was like, oh, I thought that's just because you were like so overcome with emotion. And I was like, well, a little bit. So that's one of my shitting myself stories. That's actually two. That's actually almost.
Yeah, that was two. Thank you. That was amazing. Seema, I just need to rate your wild combo. Mm-hmm. I'm giving it 100 chips out of 100. It was great. We are back. Now, Seema, it's time for the Twisted Combo, and that's a meal that's been designed by the Twisted Food Scientists. It's a combination of foods that have been very lovingly put together by the Twisted Food Boffins, and you'll either love it or hate it. Are you ready to see what it is?
What the fuck is that? Oh, no, I'm no, no, no.
This looks
no.
like...
There's no way.
It looks and smells like banana on pizza and there's melted cheese over the top of it. So, you know the scientist thing? That's a lie. but they made me say that.
No, because clearly a scientist didn't make this. A fucking psychopath did.
Yeah, it's hard because they want me to not say every week that the food they've given me is disgusting, but like it really is like trying to push me to my limits. So apparently this is a delicacy in Sweden. Now, quite unusually, I've just come back from Sweden last night. I didn't have this at all. I didn't see this at all. And I always eat food when I go to different countries. I try and eat local delicacies. I had a lot of nice cinnamon buns. I didn't see this in any of the bakeries.
So I've
Hey, remember when we said earlier that you pride yourself on being able to eat anything?
Fuck. So I have some. I need to just work myself up before I start eating it, right? Because there is a company in Cumbria, in the Lake District, that makes a banana chutney that is one of the most delicious things. It's like a really spicy banana paste that you can put onto any savory food ever, and it's absolutely delicious.
The whole family of chutneys and savory jams can fuck off. Like, I hate it. I hate it so much. If it was called banana jam and it was sweet, I'd be okay with it, but I don't like chutneys.
I love a chutney. Love a chutney. Also, I'm a lover of the plantain.
I was just thinking of plantains. Right. Why don't we pretend this is plantain?
I think I'm going to have to pretend that it's plantain because I look, because plantain and pizza, I'd be on board with, to be honest with you. Yeah. That'd be a good combo.
Mm.
Couldn't do that now. Bastards.
It's so confusing because I love bananas, but I don't want to taste it on a pizza. Hey, don't you think this would be better if you were able to cook it in your own home pizza oven in the garden?
Oh,
and post about it on Instagram.
If only someone out there.
And things aren't the same for pop stars these days. They don't make the same money that they used to. They can't afford a high quality pizza oven.
No, I don't make any money. I spend it all on stupid costumes all of the time. And all of my management and people that work on my team are always giving it to me and are like, Gary, you spend all of your budget on costumes and clothing. You need to stop. It's actually not well. And I'm like, shut up. I'm eating a banana on a pizza for absolutely no reason right now.
Your costumes are amazing. Another thing that I like is you have like a signature face that you do in your music videos that isn't dissimilar to the face that I make a lot of the time when I'm having to eat this stuff on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You do like a very cartoonish face. Was that a deliberate choice? Sorry, is this news to you? You do it in all the videos.
I didn't know. I did it based on all the videos.
I feel really embarrassed.
You're like, you look like an ugly cartoon. You look like a ghastly cartoon.
How did I say ugly cartoon? I didn't say that. You do a cartoonish fit. Right,
you look like a big, you look like Daffy Duck, girl. You're like, you look like fucking girl.
No, do you not know what I mean?
No, I don't know.
Obviously, you're good looking. What I mean is, in your music videos, you do like a face that's like that. It's like a jokey face. Yeah, like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't know that. I actually wasn't conscious of the fact that I did that. I just probably make that face all the time.
Sorry, I was really proud of myself that I noticed that thought.
Full disclosure, I have gotten a little bit of Botox recently, so I'm probably not able to do it the same. But I am able to do this cool new face that we discovered the other day, right? Because I got it in two locations, right? I got it here and here.
Yeah.
Because I have like a Neanderthal-esque brow line that is hereditary in my family. And so I wanted just to like lift it up a little bit. So I just got it here and I got it here, right?
She's pointing to her forehead and temples.
My forehead and my crow's feet, actually. My forehead and my crow's feet. But what I discovered I can do is like isolate these parts of my eyebrows and then bring this one down so I can kind of do like a...
Oh yeah, I can see you've had Botox now. Seema's finished almost all of her banana pizza.
I told you. I pride myself on eating anything. And to be fair, initially I was horrified, but I learned to love it.
You folded it over, which might help. Did you like it? Or was it more just you didn't notice you were eating it?
That when I folded it over, the texture of the banana became less of an issue because it blended into the tomato sauce. And then I was thinking of that banana chutney and I was kind of fine with it.
And that helped.
Yeah.
See, what I was thinking of that was, it was supposed to help me is I had a family friend that had a pizza restaurant and he used to make for dessert a banana pizza. But instead of a tomato base, it was Nutella with bananas on top.
That's cool.
And then something else like sweet on that.
Mm.
But because I was thinking of that, that made it worse and tasted, there's like melted cheese on my banana.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't up for it. But you did great. You fucking finished the whole thing.
I told you. I'll eat anything. I have the famine gene.
Tell me about your new album, Crazy Mad For Me.
No, I don't know. It's very difficult to talk about my trauma when I've just eaten a banana pizza.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Is it sad? Well, the song that I've been listening to loads, I like it because it's very sad. I've listened to it loads and I keep forgetting the fucking title.
Fake fan.
No, I'm not fake because there must be proof. When I get my Spotify unwrapped, I'll show you and you'll be like, she did listen to it all the time. So, yeah, stay for something.
Yeah.
Would you say this dish? I don't want to say this. They want me to ask if this dish is good crack or bad crack. Does it make you say thanks a million or is it pure clem? What's clem?
What's clem?
He says it's an Irish word for bad.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Oh,
fucking English producers. I see it.
Oh, no.
Diddly eye. Yeah, I see it. I fucking see you. You're like just making up some random squiggly down words. You just, let me tell you.
That's an Irish saying.
800 years and now this.
Do you like this?
I wouldn't say I liked it. I would say that I ate it.
You didn't eat it mindfully. That was maybe the trick.
I don't do that.
But that's how you managed to get through it. I was thinking about it too much. Look, I hardly had any of it. Anyway, that's it from me and Seema this week. Thank you so much for coming on the show. A lifelong dream come true. You should all go and listen to Seema, watch her videos, follow her, buy her merch, go and see her on tour. She's an incredible live performer on the cusp of being a star.
Thank you and goodbye to everyone who sells pizza ovens.
Thank you, bye. See you next week.